Do feminists fall in love as well?
Oh, I'm sure, yes. I don't think feminists are any more immune to it than anybody else. I think it's fantastically strong. I mean, it's not really very surprising, you think. Everything around you, you turn on the radio and pick up any ordinary women's magazine, the message that's being put out is that, you know, if you find the right person, then you'll be happy. And if you don't find the right person, you won't be. And it's one person and it should be forever. I mean, all those myths that run so strongly through our society.
Do you think there's any way around that then? Given that people's emotions are obviously things that they can't really contend with once something's got started, which is the kinds of feelings that people have when they're falling in love. Is it likely that men and women will be able to have relationships in any other way?
Well, obviously, I think that part of the problem is that in lots of relationships, the men really do have more power, that they're more likely to have better paid jobs. And the whole society would sanction the couple moving where the husband's job was and his life coming first. And the woman's sort of... all those kind of things, which I think, actually, make it very difficult for relationships between men and women to work anyway. But I suppose I think that we've got to start taking apart the idea of romance. And you have to start thinking about all the different elements in, like, for instance, if you fancy somebody, does that mean that they're really going to be somebody you want to be with in your old age? And of course, when you start thinking about it, you think there's no test at all of whether somebody, you're actually going to like somebody if they make you kind of fluttery across a dance floor. There's no guarantee you could actually have a conversation of more than 10 words with.